Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back at it here on a Thursday. Cardinals played this afternoon. They got a win against the Brewers, so we have a full two-hour show today. It's been a very interesting week for the St. Louis Blues. We learned earlier in the week that they officially signed defenseman Philip Broberg and forward Dylan Holloway away from the Edmonton Oilers after they had given them offer sheets and the Oilers declined to match. To talk about that and much more, very happy to welcome on to the program. You've heard him many times. He's fantastic. He covers the Blues in the NHL for NHL.com. Also, at the Hockey News, takes care of the St. Louis Blues site. He is Lou Korak. Follow him on Twitter at LKorak10. Lou, thanks for taking some time. How are you?
I'm good, Matt. What's going on?
Not too much. Glad to be able to talk a little Blues hockey. They're going to be on the ice before we know it. They make this move this past week, or it becomes official this past week when the offer sheets are not matched. How much better, if they are better, because these are a couple of young guys who are still moving forward in their careers, but how much better can the Blues be with Broberg and Holloway in place?
Well, if their trajectory continues to go on the upside, which it's been growing in that direction, they will be better. But in saying that, I don't think you want to put too much of a burden on them right off the hop. I mean, give them some time to grow and learn and continue to go in the right path. You got to remember, this is Broberg's 23. Holloway's not even, he's going to be 23 next month. So These guys don't even have 100 games of, well, they do if you want to combine the playoffs. But as far as the regular season is concerned, neither one of these guys have even played 100 games in the NHL. So let them continue to grow. They're going to get more responsibility, which is good, and they're going to be put to the test. I think what helped more than anything is these guys were prominent players for the Edmonton Oilers in the Stanley Cup Final. Then they took Florida to seven games, and these guys were relied upon heavily in a lineup that's got a lot of star-studded power in it. So if they can compete at that level, that just tells you that they're going to be able to continue to grow and mature, and that's what the Blues are banking on.
Broberg was the 8th overall pick in 2019. Holloway was the 14th overall pick in 2020. How much of this is just the Blues trying to add as much potential high-level talent into the organization?
Well, that, and I mean, you know, they haven't made it a secret that they want to add they want to get younger. They want to add players that are in their early to mid-20s that are just scratching the surface and have got that potential, and players that, quite frankly, that they can have team control over. And those are some big elements that they want to have that kind of a group in place. This makes 12 first-round picks on the roster now that are age 25 or younger. It's a pretty good nucleus that you're building here. And this doesn't, when I say roster, I'm talking about guys that are already here and some of the draft picks that they have as well. So they're building a pretty good nucleus of young players, but you have to have your veterans. And Doug Armstrong made, you know, no bones about it, that, you know, the big dogs have to be the big dogs here, especially in the present time. You can't bring all these high-end young players in and expect them to carry the load here. You've got the horses that are going to have to do that, but it's good to infuse some of this energy into the group to see how they complement those guys.
The Blues have struggled with defensemen on the blue line, and you bring in Broberg. I mean, where does he slot in? Has this team really improved themselves from a defensive standpoint?
I think, I don't think you can put too much on his cart right off the bat, but I think the long-term view is that he's going to be a top four defenseman on his team for a long time. And something that I envision and wouldn't surprise me one bit, maybe not right off the hop, but a potential pairing of Broberg and Colton Parayko. Now, that should remind you quite a bit of someone that Parayko played with, same kind of physical stature and Jay Bouwmeester. I think those guys did pretty good back in 2019 in shutting opponents down and winning a Stanley Cup. Now, I'm not by any means comparing Broberg to a Jay Bouwmeester who had a tremendous career, but you know, you're talking about somebody that's 6'4", about 210, 215-ish, somewhere in that range. Those are a couple of big guys that you can start to kind of mesh together and in the long-term view, see as a good fit for number 55.
Do you make anything of the, I don't even know if it's a controversy, but the conversation about Armstrong and the offer sheets and kind of the etiquette of the NHL and whether he would do that with other people? And so, like, is there anything with all of that?
No, I'll tell you what. I think this just kind of sets a precedence, and I think it should. I've always believed that offer sheets, they've always been there. It's just teams have never really taken advantage of it. And the funny thing is, you know, we in the media have always had this perception, and everybody outside looking in have always had this perception that, you know, there's this gentlemanly agreement between general managers that, hey, you don't touch my RFAs, I won't touch yours. And if you do, then I'm going to, you know, there's going to be retaliation. I'm going to offer sheet one of your guys. Some of that stuff used to happen back in the day, but you know what? I just think that it's a tool that should be readily at hand for these guys to take advantage of. Doug Armstrong even mentioned that when we talked to him before the draft, and just some general openness about offer sheets, and that GMs are becoming more receptive to the idea of possibly utilizing that. Now, I'm not saying that you know, he knew back then that this was going to happen, because quite frankly, he had to go out and get the second round pick that they traded to Pittsburgh in order to accomplish this, or otherwise we're not even talking about this right now, because the only way you can do that for compensation is if you have your own draft picks. You can't use another team's draft choices for compensation on as far as offer sheets is concerned. So this thing pretty much came out of nowhere. And you know,
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex, and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What they were able to execute it, and I think other teams are going to see this, and maybe you're not going to see a rash of this moving forward, but I think GMs around the league are going to go, hey, if there's a young player that we like, maybe we should go down this avenue as well.
From a player standpoint and from a union standpoint, you would think that they would want teams doing this more often, because it's the opportunity for their guys to go make a little bit more money.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, sometimes, and listen, when you look at the two guys that the Blues acquired, did they have to overpay these guys? Yes. And moving forward, when future offer sheets are tendered, are you going to have to overpay some guys in order to get them? Well, yeah. I mean, because, you know, you're not going to offer somebody something that the current team that holds these guys are comfortable paying, because you're pretty much just wasting your time then. So I think we all understand that some of the numbers that, you know, just use Broberg, for example, some of the numbers that were floated around out there were in the $1 to $1.5 million range. And here the Blues are you know, they're paying them a pretty good penny at 4.58 AAV per year. So, but they're doing this. Yes, it's a risk, but you know, they're doing it as what they see as the potential of the player for the future and somebody that's 23 years old and somebody that they're going to keep for a long time.
And Lou, I would think for Blues fans, it's a refreshing conversation because we have spent the better part of the last 3 years talking about this team being capped out and they don't have any money to do this and don't have money to do that. And they're trying to trade off pieces just to create a little bit of space. And now this isn't the first deal this offseason where we've talked about them maybe overpaying a little bit. And that's a very different feeling than what it's been over the last few years.
And they still do have a little bit of cap space available. And even if Edmonton, say, they matched one of them and not the other, or happened to match both of these guys, well, you know what? Now you've got that cap space again. Not to say that they were going to use it presently, but you know what? If this team would have gone into the season, raised some eyebrows, and got and threw their name in the hat as somebody that was going to make a fight to make the playoffs, well, you know what? That just tells Doug Armstrong then that, hey, we're getting towards the trade deadline instead of shedding salary. Yeah, now we've got some money where maybe we can add some help to get you guys over the hump. So, yeah, you're right. It is a bit refreshing. It's something that we haven't seen very much of because, you know, quite frankly, over the last, I don't know, half dozen years, this is a team that's been at or near the cap, and they just really haven't had much of that flexibility because they've been playing so well. And, you know, when you're playing well, you have to pay players, you know, in order to, you know, put together a competitive roster. So this was a little bit of a change and, you know, they're not capped out right now, you know, after what they offered these guys. So they're still going to have a little bit of flexibility to do some things, but I think you see a roster now that this is the group that they're going to go into the regular season with. Let's see what they can do. And if they show management that they're ready to fight for a playoff spot this year, perhaps we could see some more change forthcoming whenever the NHL trade deadline comes around.
Luke Korak with NHL.com and the Hockey News continuing to join us on the program. We're about a month out from the first exhibition game. They'll be on the ice. What's the thing or two that you're most interested in before they drop the puck for real as we get into October?
Well, I just want to see the competition. I mean, you're going to have a lot of young guys, first and foremost, that are going to come in here, and they're going to be battling for spots. I mean, you know, we're talking about young guys with, you know, Broberg and Holloway. You're not bringing them here, you know, to say that they're going to have to battle to keep a job. They're more than likely they're going to be here. So they're going to take somebody, they're going to take somebody's spot that felt like they already had a roster spot locked up. So who's going to be battling for some of those jobs? How about, you know, Zach Bolduc? That's a guy that, you know, had a great finish to a season last year. Where does he fit into this puzzle right now? I mean, we were talking about him potentially fighting for a top six spot. Now, you know, I think he's fighting for a roster spot to stay in this group. Nathan Walker was one of those fringe guys. Where does he fit in now? Some of those guys that are down towards the bottom of the roster where you're or the forward group where you're thinking they probably had spots. Matthew Joseph is coming in here. Roddick Fox is coming in here. A couple of new acquisitions that are going to probably push somebody out of a job or at least force somebody, you know, to compete for a job. Where does this put Scott Perunovich now? You know, what's the status of Torrey Krug? There's a lot of questions that remained unanswered here, and it's going to be a battle. I mean, it's going to be competitive, and I think guys understand now that you know, their roster spots aren't locked up here, and they're going to have to fight in order to stay with the main club.
I'm sure we'll chat with you again before the regular season gets started. We'll jump into a bunch of those other questions that you mentioned, but certainly the team is a lot more compelling and interesting, I think, right now than even a year ago. He is Luke Korak. Again, NHL.com, the Hockey News on Twitter, at LKorak10. Lou, always appreciate you taking some time with us.
All right, Matt, take care.
Very good. That's Lou Korak joining us here on the program. We will take a break, and when we return, we'll be joined by Heath Pierce. He's going to be on the call for Apple TV and MLS Season Pass this upcoming weekend as City gets back at it. What did he see from the team during their Leagues Cup run, and how is that going to play out during the rest of the MLS regular season schedule? We'll talk with Heath coming up in just a moment. This is a Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex, and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.